looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, not that anyone's counting, but we're 12 sleeps away from the budget. The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, is on the line. Treasurer, good morning to you.
Good morning. I just hope I get 12 sleeps, Ben. It's going to be a tough couple of weeks, but it's also exciting too.
Yeah, look, you're going to let struggling small businesses trade while insolvent, so this will give them more time to recover. Won't this give zombie businesses the chance to live even longer, even though they're going to fail anyway?
No, because we're going to have the creditors able to vote on the restructuring plan that the small businesses put together. And if there's 50 plus one in favour of that plan, then the businesses can continue to trade. The management stays in place, the board stays in place, and they can get to the other side. You see, right now, Ben, 60% of businesses that go into the insolvency process don't come out the other side. So we've taken the best features out of the United States Chapter 11 system, and we are creating an opportunity for businesses who have done it really tough through COVID to be able to manage their own affairs, not see their assets eaten away in fees to lawyers and accountants, and then have the best chance of surviving.
Let's play a game of true or false. JobKeeper will end for good in March.
Well, it is legislated to end in March, and that is our intention.
The new reduced job seeker supplement will be made permanent.
Well, again, it's tapering down to $250 on top of the base. The Prime Minister, myself, Anne Rustin, the relevant minister, has said that we will be making a decision and an announcement closer to the end of the year, but obviously we're leaning in to providing continued support.
The budget deficit this year will be more than $200 billion.
It's going to be sizable, but it reflects the challenge that we faced. We had no other option but to provide this economic support to the people who need it most. And as a result, Ben, Australia has fared so much better than other countries through this economic crisis.
You'll be delaying an increase of the compulsory super rate?
Again, we have obviously followed very closely the debate on that issue. The increase that is legislated is not scheduled to occur till mid-next year.
So that's true or false?
I am not going to provide a one answer or the other to you on that. I'm just note that the change does not occur to mid-next year, so we don't have to rush a decision.
This budget is going to be about stimulus as opposed to surplus, right?
This budget is absolutely about getting people back to work. That's our ultimate focus. That's our primary focus. We want to see that unemployment rate come down as it has been. We want to see the restrictions eased. We want to see businesses reopen in a COVID-safe way. And everything we do in this budget, Ben, is designed to get your listeners who are doing it tough to the other side of this crisis and for those who are out of work into a job.
I know you hate to see money wasted, so I want your take on this. It's been described as the worst deal of the decade. The government paid $30 million for land that was worth $3 million as part of the Western Sydney Airport development. That must make you angry when you consider that you've got to account for every single dollar spent.
Well, of course we account for every dollar spent. There's an inquiry into the conduct behind that particular transaction, as the minister has said, within the department, and I'll wait for that to play out.
So it doesn't concern you that there was $27 million wasted on that deal?
Well, I always want to see taxpayers' money, because the government doesn't have any money of its own. The money is taxpayers' money, and we need to always spend that, as we do, in the most efficient and effective way.
Just on border closures and restrictions on workers being able to travel freely, tons of fruit and veggies have been left to rot in WA because workers can't cross borders. And this is tangible evidence, isn't it, that this hurts jobs and the economy?
And it does more than that. it actually leads to some tragic outcomes for families. We had a situation on the South Australian-Victorian border not that long ago where a teacher on the Victorian side couldn't just move a few kilometres over to the South Australian side to take their class. There are many, many examples where those strict border closures have not been in the national interest. That's why we've been so outspoken, and that's why we welcome the gradual easing of those restrictions, be it by the South Australian government, be it by the Queensland government, and of course, you know, we would welcome more action by the Western Australian government.
I know you've got a big speech today and you've got a busy agenda. You've got 12 sleeps until the budget, and we'll catch up with you between now and then. Thanks so much for your time.
Always good to be with you, Ben.
The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, joining us from Canberra.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.